This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, so a couple changes coming to sports because while there are not going to be any fans.
Yes.
At least initially. A couple of things that people are debating. One, in Europe, or maybe it's the German Soccer League, whatever that is.
That would be Bundesliga.
Yeah, some soccer telecasts are piping in boos and cheers.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what Joe Buck was talking about. He just said that part of it, and he took some flack for it, and he said that basically when the NFL comes back, it's all but guaranteed. And his thing was so much of the game, especially if you're doing play-by-play, is some sort of crowd reaction. And I don't know if necessarily, because he walked it back and didn't necessarily say boos or cheers, but just ambient noise being there. That would be weird to have just this sterile environment and then doing play-by-play. So that doesn't surprise me.
Are you down with that?
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Yeah. I mean, think it's going to be so weird watching sports without fans.
Well, the only thing, because I have not seen any of the Bundesliga, but I have watched.
Why not?
Because I don't care about soccer. And I don't.
Bundes better than Liga.
And I don't care about La Liga. I don't think it is. I think La Liga and the Premier League, I think those are the two.
I was making a joke.
Those are the two biggies.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Those are the different leagues.
I love those players.
Clearly.
Good dudes.
Yeah. Messi and all those guys.
Love those guys. They make a lot of money, those guys.
Yes, they do. But, you know, you've seen whether it's a NASCAR or you've seen some golf events. I have checked out an inning or two of the Korean baseball. And I will say that it is not the same.
Well, the NASCAR.
Without fans.
I don't think NASCAR is all that bad. I saw some of the race.
Sure.
And it's just there's still the sounds and everything, and you forget that there's no fans.
Yeah.
Because they're moving fast and, you know, they drive and stuff. Baseball, I just think would
they
be.
They move fast and they drive and stuff.
I think baseball would be so different.
Yeah.
Especially, and football. Mm-hmm. Like,
football to me would be, it would be bizarre.
So weird.
Because so much of the home field advantage is built in, even the NBA, right? Can you imagine, you know, when this comes back and it's going to feel like you're watching a scrimmage, right? It's odd. The play is going to be great, obviously. Well, maybe not, but the play should eventually get back up to what we're used to seeing in the NBA and the playoffs and the intensity, but it's going to be bizarre. I will say, though, that from the one that I've actually, it's not the same because you don't get the juice and the vibe off the crowd, but the UFC, which, casual fan, not a diehard. I think it's really interesting hearing the fighters in the corners in the UFC fights. That has been really, really interesting. And if you were allowed to get that with the NFL and the NBA and even baseball, if you were allowing them to be mic'd up and that was the sights and sounds, I'd be on board with it. I think that would be. I don't think you can.
Well, you could, but I don't think they're going to go for it.
Well, I don't think the leagues. I mean, you saw what happened when the XFL tried it. Like, that thing turned into a major, major issue, right?
Coaches and players. Are you talking about, like, football?
Yeah.
I just don't think coaches and players are going to. I mean, I know they do it from time to time, but they do it sparingly, and guys know when they're mic'd up, and then they're cheesy, and they just put on a show. Like, you know, J.J. Watt puts on a show. I just don't think most coaches and players would go for it. Even though it would be awesome. That would be, you want to talk about improving sports telecasts.
It'd get uncomfortable real quick, though.
It would. But for those of us that aren't, I mean, it wouldn't for guys like you and I.
No, but it could for, not for us, but it could be for the players too, because you're saying something kind of in the heat of battle and Next thing you know, that's getting picked up, and maybe you said something against a, you know, an opponent, or you.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's just, and you're always going to have, you can't, there's no way you could do it.
Yeah.
Because people are too sensitive and you've got all this. I'm just saying, like, for most of us, we understand the heat of battle and things are going to get said. That's not the cool part. The cool part is hearing the behind the scenes of how they go about talking to each other on the headsets, yeah, or talking to, you know, giving a pep talk to a player on the sideline or something like that. You know, yeah, what I mean? Like the other stuff, some of us can overlook that. And it's just like, yeah, you know, we get it. We've played sports. You understand things get said. That's not all that interesting. It's more the behind the scenes stuff. They're just never going to go for it. There's, yeah, no way they could do it.
Well, I remember I've told the story that I got mic'd up during one of the NFL Europe games, and I knew, and they just put a little pack in between your the back of your shoulder.
So
pack.
All the Scottish people were listening to you.
Yeah, well, it was
in, you were in Scotland, right?
Yeah, it was an American broadcast, but we were playing in Amsterdam when I was mic'd up, and when they cut to us, it was during like a timeout, and we were in the huddle. And we were talking about the red light district. That was the conversation that they cut to. And
well,
apparently it was not.
They mic'd you up.
They quickly cut away and then they never went back.
Right. Right. See, that's what I mean. Like, yeah, it'll just be stuff like that. Yeah. And that's not on you. That's
no,
just
that's
on them.
That's on some broadcaster who didn't listen in. Like, whoever was working the truck should have heard what we were talking about and been like, don't go to him. Don't go to him. Don't go to him.
And this guy's right. There should be a mature rated broadcast where if you're, like, the warning is there.
Yeah.
You know, they rate movies like this. Just let us, for those of us that can handle it, I'll watch that crap.
Yeah. I know you're not a UFC guy, but if anyone that is, Mike, do you watch any of that? Are you a
UFC? Yeah. Said? No.
Okay.
Not
so
at
you
all.
Haven't said, I wasn't interested because I'm sure we've got some MMA bros out there that watch hardcore. Again, casual fan. 503-250-1080. Have you enjoyed those broadcasts? Because you do get to hear stuff during these MMA fights, during the UFC fights, that you don't normally get to hear. And I do. I think it's been pretty, yeah, interesting. And I wonder what the trade-off is for people. The lack of crowd, lack of energy,
right?
But you get the fighters and the chatter, you know, in the cage that you would normally get because it's drowned out by the announcers in the crowd.
I think it depends on the sport. They're all different and they're all going to be weird, yeah, in their own ways because of no fans. I wonder if for football, is football kind of like USC in a sense, UFC in a sense that it's such a gladiator sport that intensity can't go down?
Yeah.
Or with no fans, will intensity of football go down?
See, I think it'd be more an effect on baseball or the NBA. I've always said this about football.
The intensity of it?
The intensity, I think, of the NBA or Major League Baseball would be more inclined to go down than the intensity, yeah, of football or hockey.
Right.
Because
you have to be...
You're going
to
get your ass whooped.
Yeah.
There's a difference between if I'm out there and I'm having a lackluster game in the NBA or Major League Baseball, right? I swing and I miss a ball. Maybe I get lit up on the mound. Guy burns me, knocks a three in my face, you know, dunks on me. If you're playing football, whether you're talking about practice, whether you're talking about a scrimmage, even a football camp, all it takes is one or two times of you getting your ass whipped before you're going to figure out that this is going to be a long day unless I get it going. So I've played in plenty of camps, scrimmages, practices where it starts out pretty tame. And before you know it, it's out of control. In fact, when you're in the NFL and now it's gone to college and high school like this, you know, they don't do pads a lot anymore. So when I first got to the NFL, it was a shock to me because up until that point, there wasn't contact in any of the levels I played without pads, right? You either were in half pads or you were in full pads. But when you were in shells or no pads, it was very much just a kind of walk through tempo. I got to the NFL and you're not allowed to wear pads a lot during practice. And so I kind of had this mentality of, oh, well, you know, it's just kind of a, no, you find out real quick that the guy across you doesn't give an F that you don't have pads and you're going to go and you're going to go hard. And it's a really big deal in football trying to get guys to bring down the intensity. Like, coaches will pull you inside and say, guys, it's practice. Stop hitting each other. Stop tackling each other. Stop, yeah, punching each other. But you just can't because you're punching another guy. You're hitting another guy. And the intensity level just naturally ratchets up. So football and hockey will not have that problem.
Question for you. I was talking to the boss, so I don't know if I missed it. Did you bring up the fact that the Bundesliga has been piping in fake crowd noise?
Yeah, that's kind of how this started.
I've been watching some of those games.
Do you like it?
I do, because watching it without fans was really awkward. And having the crowd noise, even though there's some missteps with it because it can't be perfect. I think in one of the games, Dortmund, even though they lost.
Dortmund, those jerks.
Even though they lost the game at the end, they had the chance as if they won.
Overrated.
Because it was just like generic crowd noise. So I thought that was really, it was strange, but I thought it was cool. It was like, it helps build the energy.
Did they time it right? Because it's live.
They tried to. Yeah, I mean, if there's an attempt going forward, you know, the crowd kind of swells a little bit and there's a little bit more noise. And then there's if
it'd be kind of fun to be on those controls.
Yeah.
Like somebody scores and you're like, so you mess it up. Sucks.
You see a glimpse of this. You've seen Bull Durham, right?
What?
The movie?
Yeah.
Well, they did throwback. I guess in the early days, especially in the minor leagues and then in the major leagues way back, the broadcasters weren't at the games. You know, for the minor leagues, for, you know, the Durham Bulls guy wasn't going on the road with the team. And so there would be someone that would be relaying him what happened. And then another guy in the booth would make noises. He would have two sticks that he would bang together to make the sound of the bat. And, you know, they'd have crowd noise pumped in and they would do that on old radio broadcasts. That's how you used to have to do it. So, you know, it's not without precedent that this has been happening, that maybe you get some guys back there, like you said, working a soundboard and they're just working the buttons, trying to match up the crowd noise to what they're seeing on the field.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.